You're listening to Katie Baxter on University Radio Nottingham. This is my interview with Will Joseph Cook. To hear his live session, check out our audio boom. Thanks for joining me. It's an early morning. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Just my first question for you. Your debut album, Sweet Dreamer, is set to be released on the 14th of April. How would you describe the sound of the album?
So definitely, like, the singles that have come out before is a good reference for, like, a good half of the album, but I feel like it definitely explores a lot of new avenues and it probably gives a better idea, like a broader idea of my tastes and stuff. So I think it is essentially like an indie pop album on the surface, but definitely follows down a lot of different avenues, like kind of flirts with dance a bit, and there's a lot more stripped back, more kind of vulnerable tracks on it as well. So yeah, lots to listen for, I guess.
So is having quite an eclectic style, is that something that you really enjoy? Or
I think that if you're a solo artist, you definitely have the freedom to explore more and be a bit freer in your creativity, maybe more so than you would in a band, or you don't have to adhere as strictly to like a sound or a set of instruments. So I've definitely tried to embrace that on this album.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you write quite a lot of your own music.
So I do all the writing, yeah.
Yeah, so that must allow you to be quite creative with it as well.
Yeah, I think especially since about halfway through the album process, I started taking on more of the production process on my own as well. So like doing like a pre-production arrangement and before I took it into the studio, so kind of getting even more of a soundscape and more of a feel for what the track would actually end up sounding like. So yeah, it's nice. I definitely think that like having all the initial ideas on your own keeps it, every time I've tried to bring someone else into that initial first like creative process, it never really sounds like me, or I'm never that happy with it, so I always like working on my own.
So it's a really good, authentic piece of your work, basically.
Yeah, hopefully.
One thing that I was really drawn to when I checked out all of your stuff was your music videos. And I was really intrigued to ask you how involved you are with the process of creating your videos, because they're very unique, I would say.
I find it's probably one of the most fun bits of doing a release. And prior to doing music videos, like, I'd always had ideas for songs, for what to do with them. So as soon as we started putting singles out for this album, started to make them, I jumped at the opportunity to start writing up some treatments. I think in the first ones, it's been kind of like a development, so obviously like I'm not a director, so I just write a treatment which is like full of ideas and like storyline concept, maybe some reference to specific shots and stuff. And then for the first three videos, I worked with a guy called Rafe Gibbons, and he kind of turned those scripts into proper music video treatments, so like more of a mechanical, like shot by shot, here's what we're doing. But I always find with most of them, there's so much stuff that comes through on the day, because they've all been quite, you know, kind of small budget music videos, so you only have like a day or max 2 days to do the shoot. And with all of them, some of like the best bits have just come through of being like, we've suddenly been on set like the first time, and then we'll have like a bunch of ideas, like with the Take Me Dancing one. I think like all the best ideas in that video were the ones that were like completely spontaneous and on the day.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because that video is like really playful, like the things like with the Hoover and stuff like that. I can just kind of imagine someone doing that.
Yeah, it was my label's office, but it's like the finance office, so we just wanted somewhere like, so we got it for free, which is great, and we just had this whole like fairly plain office to play with. I think we got in a load of trouble afterwards, because we'd basically like ransacked the place, like searching for props, and like when we were using people's desk fans and throwing people's photocopying work all over the place. And yeah,
so you weren't the most popular guy after that.
No, like, we apparently there are arguments about staplers and all kinds of
oh god arguments about staplers. Yeah. Also, just moving on a little bit, I know you're going on tour once the album's released. What's the best part for you of going on tour?
I think playing to audiences that love the tunes is like the final piece in the puzzle. It's like your affirmation that you did everything else for a reason. So I think it's where you always envisage your music ending up. And I don't know, I find it just really good. We all feel pretty positive after every show, because it's like a reminder of like why you played every show that wasn't great and why you made this album, you know, like it's there to be shared with people. So that's definitely like the best bit about it for me.
And is this your first solo tour?
No, so we did one back in the autumn, and we actually played at a tiny venue in Nottingham. It was the Chameleon Arts Cafe or something, but it kind of looks like a squat or something when you go in. Like the light show is like a living room light, like just turned on, but it was actually a cool venue. Kind of felt like playing in like a really skanky house party or something.
Yeah.
But it was good.
I was going to say, you've also supported some quite big acts, haven't you? Like Sandara Karma.
Yeah, Sandara Karma is the one we just got back. That's pretty wicked.
DNCE as well, the O2.
Yeah, that was really random. So, and like, because it's like Joe Jonas, isn't it?
Yeah.
His band.
What was he like? Was he nice?
They're really nice and obviously wicked. They literally just like DM'd me on Instagram and they were like, oh, we really like your jeans. And I realised they're following me for a while. Yeah, I think it did eventually come through my bookie agent, but there had been this kind of weird little dialogue over Instagram between us and...
Slipped into your DMs, that's not bad.
Slid in my DMs, JJ this. But that was great. They have pretty weird pre-show rituals. They were like playing really heavy bro step and like trap music, like really heavy like American dance music.
That's not what you'd expect from Joe Jonas.
And then they're like screaming at each other, like full pelt battle cries, like in each other's faces. And then like when they went to the stage, they also battle cried in our face as well. We were just in the corridor, like loading out, and they're like, ah! And I was like, I'm sorry.
Do you have any of your own pre-show rituals or?
Not really, I guess. I mean, I'm just kind of like bouncing around the place. I usually have quite a lot of nervous energy before I go on, so I just try and do, it's like I'm trying to do like a series of things to like chill myself out, but just end up probably making loads of problems, like spilling drink. So yeah, not really. Maybe I should have one.
Yeah, well, you should be inspired by Joe Jonas.
Yeah, just get the battle cries going.
Obviously, like you just mentioned that they like just DM'd you on Instagram and stuff. That must have been pretty big. So has there been a moment in your career when you've kind of thought this can't be real, like this isn't happening, or has it all felt like a progression?
I think for the most part, it's probably felt like a healthy progression. And I feel like that does set you up the best if things don't suddenly like jump out of the blue. But I would say probably the time that it most felt like that was actually when, so I put out a first EP and it was, they kind of got loads of traction on Hype Machine. It's more of an American thing, but suddenly your track can go like viral on SoundCloud and you can get like getting like 20,000 plays an hour or something. Yeah, that was really weird, just watching things like go up and then suddenly having like more interest and more ears on my music than I'd ever had before. So that was definitely like a massive step for me.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. It's been really, really interesting.
No worries.
I guess we're going to do some live music now, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, so we're going to play a track called Girls Like Me and the latest single, Beach.
Awesome.
This is URN.